بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت متفق عليه رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected brothers, from amongst the fara'id and fundamental pillars of Islam and obligatory acts that we have to adhere to is the giving of zakat. This is from one of the fundamental pillars of our deen. As mentioned, the hadith that I recited before you, very famous and well-known hadith, which has been narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah in their books of Sahih. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bunni al-Islamu ala khamsin." Islam is based upon five fundamental pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah, proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iqami salah, and establishing salah. Wa ita'i zakah, and giving of zakat. Wa sawmi ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Wa hajjil bayt, in istata'ata ilayhi sabila, and going for hajj if a person has the means. So from amongst these five pillars, one important pillar is the pillar of giving zakat, and this is fard. Who is it fard upon? This is a separate discussion. And it is unanimous. There is no disagreement whatsoever amongst the scholars. Yes, as far as the masail of zakat are concerned, there may be disagreement. But the importance of zakat, the fardiyat of zakat, the obligatory nature of zakat, there is no difference of opinion whatsoever. This zakat was even made compulsory upon the nations that came before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ismail alayhi salam in the Quran. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. He used to order his family members of performing salah and giving zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place regards Ibrahim alayhi salam and his progeny, وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ. That we instructed them to do good, to establish salah and to give zakat. How much they had to give, who they had to give to, this differs to our sharia. But the actual giving of zakat, this existed in the times before us. What does the word zakat mean? Zakat comes from, this is the Arabic word, zakka yuzakki tazkiyatan wa zakatan, which means to purify. Tazkiya means to purify. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. That person who purifies his soul, he has become successful. So the word zakat also comes from the same root verb. And zakat, purify, why is zakat called zakat? Because through zakat, a person, he purifies his wealth. You know, people who get up to illegal activities, and they have money which is black, which they shouldn't be doing, but anyway. What do? Money laundering. So laundry, you go to the washing machine, your clothes are dirty, they get white, they clean. So they use money laundering, illegal activities, to clean this money. It's not clean in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to clean it in the eyes of the government, which is again illegal, which is haram. But this zakat basically is a shari'i way of money laundering. It is not a haram activity, rather it is an activity which will bring us reward. Because when we earn money, then there is always a chance that a person, some haram may come into his possession. For example, somebody works. He works from 9 to 5, so when he goes in at 9 o'clock, he has to sign in, and when he leaves at 5, he has to sign out. And the person turned up to work one day at 10 past 9. And the boss, the rules are that if you come late, your salary is deducted. For 1 minute, for 15 minutes, you lose $2. For half an hour, you lose $4, according to whatever job he does. This is for example's sake. So the person, he's supposed to be at 9 o'clock. And he goes in, he didn't sign the book. He doesn't do it for a few days, and then after 3-4 days, he's signing in when he came and when he left. So he thought that he came at 9 o'clock, whereas he came at 9:15. So he should have wrote 9:15, or he knew he came at 9:15, but he lied. He felt embarrassed that the boss will call me, why did you come late? You come late every day, I may lose my job, or whatever. He's overcome by his nafs, by his desires, by shaitan. And he's supposed to, so if he came at 9:30, that means he worked half an hour less. So he was not supposed to get the $5 which have come into his possession. So they have come from a haram source in our country. I don't know about here, but you have a benefit system where people who are on low income, they are given assistance by the government. And they have to keep the government updated about their condition. So if they have 3 children, then they let them know one child is over 18 or a child leaves home. Or for example, they go off to India for 6 months or to Pakistan, they have to let the government know. Because if they are out of the country for a certain period, then they are not entitled to this money. If their hours increase, as far as work is concerned, then the benefits will decrease. So they have to keep letting them know. And a person out of neglect, he does not give updates about his information. And because of this, money is coming into his account, into his possession, which he is not entitled to. Person's running a business. Somebody comes to his shop and he bought something for £5 and he's trying to sell it to him for £7. And instead of saying, I bought this for 5 to entice the customer, he said, I bought this for 6.50, I'm only making 50p on it, buy it, take it. So the person sees, this brother is very, very generous, mashallah. And he buys his product. So he may, if he told him it was a £5, or if he told him, he said to him, you can't get this anywhere else for this price. Whereas he knows that it can be bought elsewhere. So he lied. And through lying, money has come into his possession. Though, is this money halal? No. This is black money. This is haram. So in our day-to-day lives, in our earnings, many a times such money comes into our possession, which is haram, which is black. And this black money will bring blackness and darkness in our life. Because it will not bring barakah. It will take away barakah. Because through this money, we will buy food. Through this money, we will buy drink. Through this money, we will pay fees. Through this money, we will do many different things. And we buy food, we eat this food. Now if a person, he is buying food through haram sources, through haram money, then the food that he is eating, it could be the most halal shop in the whole of Toronto. The best meat shop, they're 100% halal. But the money that he's bought the meat with is haram. So the food for him, he's going into a restaurant, is completely halal, the restaurant is certified, is halal. But the money that he's buying this food with is haram. So this food, for everyone else who is in that restaurant, is halal. But for him and his family who are eating, this is haram food. And haram food, we all know the consequences of this. So zakat is a means of purifying our wealth, making our black money white. By what we give away, that's not going to white, that's going into Jannat. But whatever we have left, so when a person gives zakat, 2.5% of his wealth, then whatever he has left, if there is any discrepancy in there, then that money will become white, it will become full of barakah. So from this, we can understand how important zakat is. How important zakat is that it is purifying our wealth. This is why it is called zakat. And why do we give zakat? The first and foremost reason we give zakat is because it is the teaching and the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any amal that we do, why do we do it? What's the hikmat? What's the wisdom? What's the philosophy behind it? The first and foremost thing is because it is the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it makes sense to us or not, whether we see benefit or loss, because Allah has told us we have to do this. Full stop. And if Allah is Hakim, He is all wise, and that means there will only be goodness in this. There will only be khair in this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has told us to give zakat. Which is why it is important for us to give zakat. Another reason why we give zakat is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the world such that some people are rich, some people are poor. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made people of different classes. Somebody is rich, somebody is working class, somebody is poor. بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. People, we have given people status upon one another. Somebody is educated, somebody is uneducated. Somebody is a laborer, somebody works in an office. Somebody is highly intellectual, somebody is not. Somebody has no IQ whatsoever. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. So they can use one another. So that the person who has intellect, he can use the person who does not. So you have one person who has the brains to design a building. But he's not going to do all the work. He's not going to lay the bricks. He's not going to do the plastering. He's not going to do the roofing. He's not going to do the plumbing. So he has the brains. He knows how to design. He's an architect. He's highly intellectual. So he will do the work at home. He will sit at home, he'll do all the drawings, he'll do all the working out, he'll do all the maths. And there's someone else who has no brains. So he does a job which you don't need, demolition. You don't need brains to demolish a building. You don't need brains to do many things which are labor works. And obviously these things you learn as you go along from tajriba and experience. So you don't need to be highly intellectual to do something of that type. Someone doing plastering, he doesn't need to have GCSEs or A-levels or degree or, you know, be extra smart. So Allah has made somebody smart, he does the work in the office. And then Allah has made, if everyone was the same as him, who would do the work on the ground? So if everyone was smart, then there will be no one to do the work on the ground. There will be no one to do the labor jobs. If everyone was rich, there will be no one around to do our dirty jobs for us. If everyone was poor, then who would pay people? So you have the rich, they in need of the poor they are in need of the rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the world in this manner. He has made somebody rich, somebody poor, He has given somebody more wealth, He has given somebody less. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has told us to give zakat. He has told those people who are more fortunate that you have to look out for those brothers of yours, those sisters of yours who are less fortunate than you, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a higher status, that you give your zakat, the excess wealth that I have given you, you give that to them so that they can also fulfill their basic needs. So zakat is a system where each person is looked after. You have communism. Communism, Islam does not promote communism because communism is unfair. One person works hard, one person doesn't. And everyone gets the same share. This is unfair. As far as personal possessions are concerned, whoever earns whatever his nasib is, good luck to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the system of zakat, though that nobody remains in such poverty that he cannot function. Such poverty, people, when they, you know, in dire poverty, they will go to all extents. Somebody will steal, somebody will rob, somebody, a woman may even give over her honor to feed her children. So zakat is there to fulfill their needs. Those people who are less fortunate. Because if money gets stuck in one place, then it causes problems. Somebody has given an example. He said, money is like blood. And the human race is like the body. So if blood gets stuck in one part of the body, then you have problems. It needs to keep flowing. So similarly, money needs to keep flowing. It needs to go from one place to the other. If it gets stuck by certain members of society and it does not reach the rest of them, then this will create havoc. And these people who do not get money, whose needs are not fulfilled, they will become a headache for the other people because they will rob their houses, they will loot them, they will go into corruption, they will commit crimes, etc. So zakat is there to look after those who are less fortunate in society. And one other hikmat and wisdom of zakat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making zakat farz upon us, He is taking out that greed and love of wealth which is inside our hearts. Because each human being has an attachment to wealth. This is only natural, that we have an attachment to money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want that we have an over-attachment to money. Because if we do, then this will have a negative effect on our deen. So a person is told to give part of his money, give it up, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person gives up for the sake of Allah, he is basically saying that whatever I have, it does not belong to me. Some people may say, why should I give zakat? Why should I give money? It's my money. I earn, I work hard, it's my doing. This is not the case. Whatever we have, whatever we own, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah wants to see, abdiyat, our being subservient to Him. So our giving zakat is basically saying, my money is not mine. My money belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we have belongs to Allah. Our life belongs to Allah. Our life has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we give our life up, we are not doing any favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Urdu poet, he says, Jaan di hui bhi usi ki thi, haq to ye hai ke haq ada na hua. You gave your life, Jaan di hui bhi usi ki thi. It was his, he gave it to you, Allah gave it to you. وَمَا الْمَالُ وَالْأَهْلُونَ إِلَّا وَدَاعِئُ وَلَا بُدَّ يَوْمًا أَن تُرَدَّ الْوَدَاعِئُ. The Arabic poet, he says, your money and your wealth and your family, they are, Allah has given them to you to borrow, wadi'at. And whatever a person borrows, if I borrow from somebody, it's not mine. I have to give it back to him. If he comes and asks me, I shouldn't be upset that this person, he borrowed me and now he's asking for his thing back. It is his, so he has a right to take it back. So our money, we shouldn't say, why should I give zakat? Some people who have this mentality, that it's my money, why should I give it up? Why should I give it to the poor? That's his tough luck for him that he's poor. Rather, the person should be grateful that Allah has not put you in his situation. So our giving zakat is basically showing our subservience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what brings the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many different hikmats and wisdom in giving zakat. It is a very important aspect of our deen. Inshallah, tomorrow I will try to touch upon a few basic masail. I don't want to discuss the whole of zakat in detail. Many masail in which people are in neglect or they have lack of knowledge with regards to zakat and how they should distribute the zakat or when is zakat farz, etc. upon them. So inshallah, we'll try to cover this tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill this important obligation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.